Lady Zenos is an obdurate and relentless woman, Setek said into the silence that filled the room. Onward then, Zonvecht. It's impolite to linger in a tower when the wizard lord is not at home. The elves are adamantly against human magic within 20 kilometers of them. I think I signed a treaty at some point. So we will have to take Lady Zenos up on her generous offer of a carriage trip. My impression that Lady Zenos' territory ended at her front door was exaggerated. There was a gravel path in front of the door, and a low stone wall with an opening for it, ringing the tower at a distance of about half a kilometer. A narrower path split off and into a stable, which was already open as Lady Zenos had apparently taken a horse and ridden hard to get ahead of us. Damn good thing, too. Don't want to surprise the elves, Zetek said. One of the worst things in the world, a surprised elf. They're a bit like rabbits that way. Timid creatures, but a bear when startled. I reflected that I had never seen a rabbit that resembled a bear in any way, startled or not. I suspected he was thinking of something else, though I was at a loss to think of what looked like a bear but wasn't a bear. It was a conundrum. Being charitable, I believe he meant rats or some other animal that is fierce when cornered but otherwise runs. His attempt to describe a unicorn was evidence enough that he was a casual zoologist at best. I'm also not partial to riding around on horses, my teacher continued. I used to, you know, back when I was alive. Rode all over the place, charging here and there to do great and mighty deeds. Mostly revolving around some king or queen or something getting upset about something trivial. Ever since I settled down and got to grips with the real work, I feel that horses are for adventurous youth, and I am neither. He laughed. Imagine me going about on some sort of quest. I'd look ridiculous. Besides, I'm the one who tells people to go charging about now.
Are you upset by something trivial often, sir? I asked.
Zetek's eyes grew dimmer with suspicion.
There's that sir again, coming after a clear insult. If I were 30 years younger, he considered, it wouldn't change anything, except I'd be getting some quiet research done instead of trekking around trying to educate a boy who once considered owning 2 horses to be the height of wealth.
After a conversation with a terrified groom and sickly-looking coachman, he was quite healthy until he caught sight of Zedek, we were bouncing along the gravel path. It wasn't long before the path ran out, and then we were being thrown halfway out of our seats on the poorly maintained dirt road to the elves' meeting place.
Cripes! Maybe we should have ridden after all, Zedek complained.
He rapped the top of the carriage, a sound made much more impressive by his bare knuckles.
Hey, are you trying to break an axle, or are your eyes crossed? You're supposed to avoid the holes!
He subsided into grumbles about how I probably didn't know how to ride a horse anyway, and would probably sit on the saddle backwards. 5 minutes of stewing later, he seemed to cheer up.
Since we've got a bit of time to ourselves, it occurs to me that I haven't yet told you how I got my name, he said, eyes sparkling merrily.
I tried to interrupt and say that he had, but he bowled on through as if I hadn't said a word.
Nal is my personal name. It means quick-witted in the language they spoke where I grew up. It was a city on the coast, the one I rule to this day, in fact. It wasn't called Idrasia back then. The name was prosaic, like Fair Harbor or Friendly Port or something like that. I don't remember. Of course, that was in a different language. I digress. It was a very straightforward time, so our surname was the profession of whatever parent was in the majority earner in the house. So in that case, it was my mother, who was a cooper. I don't know why she wasn't also considered a silvermonger, except nobody made that distinction for people who worked in copper. Giant of a woman she was, muscles out to here, and once sleeped with the hammer, and it went sailing over the house. It's the most bizarre thing, you know, because Zetik means baker in that tongue. My father did all the errands, but when it came time to buy the bread, my mom always went and came back with this sort of thin-lipped look on her face and the worst temper until she'd coppered someone's bottom. Sometimes she threatened to do that to my dad, which I guess would have at least kept the barnacles off. Oh, look, we're almost there.
I was getting thin-lipped myself, and welcomed the reprieve from the ramifications of that story. The coachman moved as if to help us out of the carriage, looked at Zetik's hand, and decided to remain where he was. "Remind me to tell you about how I grew up in a palace surrounded by servants who all tried to assassinate me by the time I was 11," Zetik said brightly, deciding I hadn't given him enough of a reaction in the carriage. "It's a whale of a story. They weren't even paid to do it. They just didn't like me.